All right, Cam McAdoo, back racing. It's been a while. Welcome back. SMX race. I guess let's just start with this. Nerves, fitness, speed, all that stuff. There's nothing like racing, as you know. How was that?
Honestly, for starters, like, it was just awesome to be back. I really pushed hard to be able to do these three races. I obviously haven't raced since Nashville. I took almost 4 months off the bike.
Yep.
Much longer than what we had expected, and I've got a couple weeks back on the bike, and fitness is never really like an issue for me, I don't feel.
Yeah.
Actual fitness, like today, like I struggled with arm pump, right?
Yeah.
Pretty bad, like,
yeah.
In the second moto, it was pretty significant. And just the pace and the intensity, like it's something
like racing, right?
Nothing like racing. It's not, I mean, you can ride until you're blue in the face at the like practice tracks. So it was fun to be back, and I was telling Mitch just afterwards, like, it honestly really felt like outdoors to me.
Yeah.
And I've missed almost every outdoor race since 2020.
Uh-huh.
4 years. So yeah, it was fun to be back. I got up front, started up front, rode with those front guys a few times.
My first takeaway was, despite the LCQ, you got good starts and made it work.
Yeah. And I did my best, and I think we ended up like 7th or 8th overall.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, the main goal with, you know, we had some meetings before this with the team and with Kawasaki, and the main goal was to come here to get more gate drops, get experience, and not just ride in the practice tracks.
Yeah. What'd you think of the format and SMX and the track and everything?
I felt that the track was extremely fast, obviously, as everyone saw, but the dirt stayed pretty good, and I think it created a little bit of separation. It was pretty tough to pass. It was not impossible to pass at all, like everyone was saying it was going to be. And I kind of say this often, like, it's easy to be critical of the tracks, critical of anything, even a straight-up supercross track. We'll find something to be critical or mad about. But at the end of the day, like, who won the 450 class, who won the 250 class?
Yeah.
The cream rises to the top if it was a figure eight in this parking lot.
Yeah.
So it was definitely interesting. It was not like anything I'd ever ridden before. Beyond that probably 200 feet of track with a rhythm lane, I would have had a completely different bike. But you have to have, you know, the supercross style.
This is what I heard from you guys last year. Like, that whole rhythm screwed everything up as far as setup.
Yeah, so it was an interesting deal. It was definitely new territory for me with the LCQ.
Yeah.
I've only raced one LCQ in my entire career. So that was, like, a little bit stressful, and it was just different to be, like, racing, and then knowing you were going there with 20th gate pick was weird. But, again, I'm just so excited to be back racing, and I'm really grateful that I'm able to race the last three races of the season and just finish the season somewhat. Yeah.
Probably not what you wanted, but nice little battle with your two teammates in the second main there. It was all watching you guys go through the sand together.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, geez, I missed that rhythm lane, and I went double, like, for 4 or 5 laps in a row, and they just ate me up and caught up to me, and I was just like, dude, am I serious with this right now? Like, yeah, it was just fun to be back racing.
Yeah, so overall, the result, I mean, you're a racer, right? That's what you care about? You'll take the result?
Yeah, we're going to take it, like, for sure. It was, you know, my goal coming here was just to do my best, and honestly, to be smart.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows me knows that I want it really, really bad, and sometimes I want it too bad, and I just really want to get experience back racing. I've missed too many gate drops, I feel. And the guys that keep progressing in the sport, they race a lot.
Yeah,
I'm excited to be back racing, and I think, 9 gate drops is what I'll be able to have.
Yeah.
So it's sweet.
And you're going to complain about being in the LCQ all three, or are we over that?
Oh, I was just trying to get a reaction out of you. You knew that. But the number one plate's out the door because I didn't win the LCQ.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. Hey, great to see you back. And, a good result, I think, all things considered, for how long you've been out. So, thanks, Cam.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.